August is upon us, and the first weekend brings a big festival for those in Grafton. The Our Lady Queen of Peace Home Days Festival is taking place. Jim Andrews joins us this morning. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Now, your festival, what, begins on Thursday, right?
Begins, yes, Thursday at 6 o'clock in the evening.
And that's a special day. Talk about this. It's called Protect and Serve. What do you have planned for that day?
Yeah, that's we had tried to figure out we wanted to do something on Thursdays because it was like our slowest day, so we got together as a committee and came up with, well, let's honor those that protect and service. And that came in to be the local police, fire, sheriffs, our EMS, emergency people, Life Flight, you know, the helicopter coming in, our nurses, our doctors, and then also our military.
So that opens up on Thursday. It's a weekend festival, rides, games, entertainment. Talk about some of the things that people who have not been to your festival before will come to enjoy.
Okay, well, we've got plenty of food concessions here. We've got a kids' game section. We have a putt-putt golf course. We have bingo in the hall. We have a casino room set up in our hall, so it's air-conditioned. It's got its own little private mini bar in there. So for the guys who like to play cards and gamble, it's a great place for them to go. We have a beer garden outside in our patio. It's an enclosed patio. And Thursday night, we have a great local entertainer from Brecksville, a friend of mine, actually, Don Lloyd, coming in to play some acoustical stuff. We've got the rides from Great Lakes Exposition coming in. We've got Neo Soccer Bubble. Those are I call them the human dodgems, because you put the bubble over and you run against each other and bounce off of each other. We've got... we got craft vendors in from all over the place. We've got a huge raffle. That's the biggest thing is our raffle, $10,000 grand prize.
Hey, Jim, whenever we do our Spotlight on Grafton, everybody talks about your festival. It's a once-a-year kind of thing, but everybody seems to talk about it, gets involved with it. Beyond what you just went through, what makes it so special? Why is it such a magnet?
Our main issue, our main focus is community. Yes, we are a Catholic church here in the community, but it's not just for the church, it's for the community. We want to bring everybody together because, you know, it's Grafton. We're a small rural town. Everybody knows everybody, and it's just a great way for everybody to come out, come to a nice, safe environment, have a great time, and then it just that total sense of community here in Grafton.
What's your favorite part of the festival? What do you enjoy spending some time doing, I guess?
Most of my time is spent running around on the grounds or here in the office taking care of the financial stuff. But the best part, I like sitting in with when we have the entertainment and, like, you know, on Thursday night when Don comes in. I mean, we've had Jacob Frisch here before. He's a local entertainer. We've had the Swizzle Stick Band. They were here last year. I like some of the groups we bring in. And, of course, the fireworks. I mean, who doesn't love fireworks?
Right. And when do you have the fireworks?
The fireworks will be Saturday night after the main drawing. So they'll between 9:45 and 10 o'clock.
Again, it's the Our Lady Queen of Peace Home Days Festival. If people are coming into Grafton, haven't been there for a while, how's the best way to get there to see what? Come down 57?
Yeah, if you're coming from the north, just come right down 57 and... just before you go over the first set of railroad tracks, you're going to turn left onto Erie Street. It's the only way you can turn, and there we are. We're right there on the corner. The church is in the back. The old church is up front, you'll see, and the new church with the festival is in the back. We've got plenty of parking. If you're coming up from the south, just also come up. If you're coming like 83, get on to 57, come into town, and Erie Street, you'll turn right. You'll see we call it the Copper Top Church. That's the old church, and our church is in the back.
You know, Jim, the Lorain County Fair is only a couple weeks away. We need to get ready with fair kind of festival food. Will any of your vendors have anything on a stick?
I think we have cheese on a stick. I'm trying to think. Corn dogs are on a stick. We've got corn dogs. But most everything else is, you know, we got cabbage and noodles. We got Italian sausage, funnel cakes, ice cream. We've got shaved ice. I've got a pizza oven coming in. We've got a taco, burrito, walking taco person's here. I've got Polish sausage, hot dogs, hamburgers, you name it. We got a the kids are doing cotton candy and popcorn. So, yeah, we've got a great, great variety of foods.
Well, I've never known a church festival not to have great food, whether it's from the, you know, vendors or I don't know if you have people from the church that do some booths and prepare or organizations or whatever, but
well, our ladies, they have a big bake sale, and it they sell out every year because there's some great stuff at that bake sale. So if you like sweets, you got to go to the bake sale because the ladies really bake up some great stuff.
They got nut roll? They have a nut roll there?
I don't know. They have, the biggest thing that goes on it every year is the pies. They bake pies, and they're gone the first day.
Oh. Forget the protect and serve. Just tell them Thursday's pie day, and the pies will run out.
That sounds great. Yeah, pie day is great. Yeah, love that. Definitely.
Now, you also have, like, many festivals of 5K involved, right?
Yeah, Saturday morning is our 5K race. It starts in front of the church here, and it goes through the Indian Hollow Reservation. So it's really a pretty run through there. It goes out to Indian Hollow Road, down to Parsons, back into the park, and it finishes up over by the bowling alley is the finish line where the actual trail of the park starts. Registration starts, I think it's 7:15, 7:30 in the morning. We've got a 1.25 walk. So if you just want to walk it, we've got a 1.25K, and we've got the actual 5K race. Afterwards, there's food and drink. All our sponsors from LaGrange IGA, Convenient and Subway, Convenient in Grafton, Subway in Grafton, Shields IGA, LaGrange IGA. All of them have given us sponsored stuff, whether it's ice, fruit, sandwiches afterwards, so they can come over to the beer garden afterwards and refresh themselves after the run.
A true community festival, even just by the way you're telling about all the support you get from the local event businesses in that community.
They're fantastic. I mean, we really do. They step up for us, and it's on our website. All our sponsors are out there. If you look at each individual event, we show who sponsors it. We got banners up all over that has the names of all of our sponsors, and in each individual venue that has sponsorship has a banner up there. To telling who that sponsor is for that particular venue.
Tell me about that raffle again. How much can we?
$10,000 first place. Yeah, that's a great raffle. We changed some pricing on it this year to up things a little bit, and we offer one ticket for $3. It used to be like $5, and so we took a bottom end, and then we also have for $20 you can get 15 tickets. So it's doing really well. We printed up 20,000 tickets, and they're almost all out. So we're hoping for a great turnout for that.
Sounds good. Again, it's Our Lady Queen of Peace Home Days Festival. It begins Thursday, runs through Saturday with the fireworks on Saturday night and lots of activities going on. You can always check out their website. You can Google Our Lady Queen of Peace, or you can go to olqpgrafton.org and get all the details. Jim, we appreciate your time this morning, and I know the week will close out sooner than later for you, so have fun at the festival.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate you taking some time to let us advertise our festival.
Sounds great. Jim Andrews with Our Lady Queen of Peace. Again, their festival beginning Thursday in Grafton.